Nice opening meet for your kids yesterday when you took both varsity and JVs up to North Platte. Your varsity with a 3-0-8 on the first meet. Holy smokes, what a start.
Yeah, very proud of our effort to kick off the season. 3-0-8 is a score that is pretty darn good to start the year, to say the least. I first and foremost want to talk about Reed Loop and Landon Kamak. Those guys finished first and second. Reed and Landon, the simplest way I can put it is seasoned veterans. You know, those guys have put in a lot of time on the golf course, and it's not just during the season, it's through July, and you could kind of feel that as they started the tournament. And Reed, his first nine, shot 3 under par and set himself up really well and end up winning the invite, shooting 1 under par, 71. So to play the way he did, to shoot under par, is a testament to his hard work. And Landon was right there, right behind him with a 72 and finished second. Landon had multiple chances on the green to even go a little bit lower. But those guys have just so much control right now with their golf swings. They're playing with a clear mind. They pick their lines. They hit their lines. And it's a lot of fun to watch as a coach. You just sit back and you think about their career and how it's played out, and it's really fun to see those guys as seniors to go out, start their senior year, start a 1-2 punch. It's kind of like a two-headed monster that we have on our team right now with both guys. Any given tournament, they have the ability to go like that and go low and win. And then right there with them was Trent and Riley. So those Reed and Landon had, those are personal records for those guys, and an invite. Trent Riley had another personal record, shot an 81 on the day and ended up seventh in the tournament. Trenton has really dropped his score since last year. Late last year, like I said, a couple weeks ago, he changed some things in his swing and has done some really nice things. Trenton is just on the cusp of breaking that 80 mark and really like seeing that. Colton Cutter shot an 84 yesterday. Colton, I don't know if it was nerves or what it was, but he started out a little rough, but he got the train back on the tracks, which is awesome to see. That's a veteran move for Colton, and he ended up 10th in the tournament. And to round out our varsity was Keaton Loop, shot an 85. Keaton, you know, first varsity meet. You could tell on the range he was a little nervous. You could tell on the course he was a little nervous, and over time he'll settle in and get a little bit more comfortable, but can't shy away from his first debut as a freshman. Shooting an 85 is really solid, and you're going to see throughout the season he gets a little bit more comfortable in that tournament setting, and those scores are going to drop. And I don't want to call it a surprise or anything like that, but out of our JV division, Jalen Collicott shot an 82. And like I said before, it's not a surprise to me to see that. That was a personal record for him because he's shown it in practice. But the biggest thing for Jalen is to go out and perform and do it in a tournament setting. And so for Jalen to be an eighth place finisher out of that quad or North Platte, Lexington, Valentine, and us is a huge accomplishment for him.
You were surprised, Valentine. Were they supposed to be in this all along?
It was a late entry. Okay. So Kaminsky let them in late, and, sure, and it was just their varsity team. Kind of going back to our JV team, our JV team actually beat Lexington and Valentine's varsity. And so between, you know, Brody Anthony shooting an 87, Kaysen Wall shooting a 95, and Cruz McCarty shooting a 96, you know, our JV team did really well for the first meet. And you just look as a coach as you're watching them throughout the round and observing things that we need to work on. If we get some things cleaned up around the greens, those low 90s are going to be, you know, mid 80s. And then close to the end of the season, they're going to be, you know, low 80s. So that's the progression that we got to do, continue to work on. You had multiple guys playing first events. You know, Cole Walter played a little bit last year, but not a whole lot, and shot a 103. Lee Davidson came out this year and played and shot a 97. So Lee got his, you know, his experience, his first tournament experience. Asher Wilson shot a 103. Eli Smith 118, and Spencer Schneider 121. So it's always great. I'm really glad that we were able to set this up to play 15 guys, because you can preach and preach and practice on what we need to work on, but until you get into tournament play, you really figure out what you got to fix and improve upon.
you got a pretty good idea your top guys, who they are, but it's good they have you've got kids pushing each other. Everybody wants to get on that varsity squad, but not everybody can.
Yeah, and and it's a natural progression, and more so this year we just have such a veteran team on that varsity team. But, you know, there's eight guys here that are going to push, and they're going to push hard, and the guys on varsity know that. And, you know, it helps the expectations. It helps the standards in practice every day. Everyone's laser focused, knowing that, you know, you got to take advantage of the time. You got to take advantage of the time outside of practice to continue to get better, not only for the team aspect, but just to hold your place on the team. So, you know, iron sharpens iron. And right now, you know, it was a great start to the season.
No question about it. Since you've been coach, is that 308 at North Platte on that course probably the best a team's ever shot?
I got to look back on the records. You know, we would probably have to go clear back in the Bobby Gaulke, Tyler Lawson, Brandon Crick days of the days when 308 mm-hmm. at North Platte. You know, sometimes we played at River's Edge, sometimes we played at the Lake, so it's kind of sometimes you're comparing apples to oranges on the courses. But, you know, in my 4 years here, that's definitely the best that we've done as far as a start. And, you know, it's just a great measuring point. Another thing I wanted to add is, you know, with the changes in the dynamics of Class B, we have to report these scores. And so, you know, talking to the track coaches, you know, our weather conditions were a lot better than the eastern part of the state, and there was a slew of teams in the eastern part of the state that were playing in 30, 40 mile an hour winds. So, you know, to play in that, you know, I would say 10 to 15 mile an hour winds and to score like we did, definitely is going to set us up well, and for the individual differentials and the team differentials as well.
You know, track has athletic.net. Is there any site we can go to as fans and see where all these teams report?
Yeah, so it's the NSA site.
Okay,
and just go to Boys Golf. I'm assuming they update it weekly.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the Class B differential, and you'll be able to see it. I believe there's a couple teams already in Class B that have reported some scores and things like that. But any 18-hole competition that was on your schedule before May 11th, which this one was, we report. And so, like I said before, it's a good one to report to start. It's a good way to kick off the season.
That's cool. I'm glad there's some place at state website where you can follow that. Because it's going to be fun to follow throughout the season, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You're going to come back next Thursday and continue with the kind of the JV Varsity Triangular going to Wild Horse in Gothenburg.
Yeah, so we're still kind of figuring out the pieces of the puzzle with Gothenburg and Lex on how we're going to structure this. But, there's going to be a varsity. There's going to be a JV portion to this. And anytime you get to play Wild Horse, our kids love playing Wild Horse just for the fact it's unique. It's got nice facilities there, top-notch facilities just like ours at Heritage Hills. We're going to tee it up on Thursday. It'll be another 18-hole competition. It's going to be, once again, how can we improve from what we did this last week and just continue to get better, continue to work on the little things, we're going to see where the chips lay there.
Well, this week, it looks like last week you went with shorts and a t-shirt at practice. Now you're going to put the hoodies back on probably for a couple of days with the weather.
Yeah, and this weekend looks to be a little colder. And I tell you what, Thursday, man, we were out there practicing. I'm like, man, I'm getting hot. I mean, we had to take some water breaks because we're just not quite used to the heat yet. And then yesterday, we were fortunate enough with the four teams to get done before the heat actually got too bad. But, man, we were driving home, and the temperature on the van said 88 degrees. And so, like I said, we just got to adjust with the weather conditions and do the best we can. Looks like the weather's going to be okay for next Thursday. Look like the high of maybe 60 degrees, but as you know, Rich, that can change by the day. But it looks like we should be able to get it in.
Well, it should be another very nice week of practice. Kids going to get out back out there probably if they can today or tomorrow. Who knows with the weather, but Monday, get out there, get ready for the next one.
Yeah, and ready to rock and roll. You know, like I said previously, our guys' work ethic is really improved. We're just continuing to build on what we've done in previous years and just really proud of Reed and Landon on how they started the season, along with all of our varsity kids. And we're going to just continue to work hard and try to make the community proud.